Hello.
There is no gray.
Well, hello there, tall drink of water. Happy New Year's, people.
Happy New Year.
Say something to the nation.
We got 5 minutes till 2014, and we're gonna fuck shit up.
Whoa.
Just black and white.
So many of these people, almost all of them that we see, are so poor, and they are so black.
This is the truth. This is Danny Land.
With profound sadness that I am confirming that the legendary, iconic performer, Prince Rogers Nelson, has died at his Paisley Park residence at the age of 57.
This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
Fans around the world have been mourning the sudden loss of a musical icon.
Massive loss in the world of music, pop culture, art. Prince has died.
7 Grammys, 30 Grammy nominations, 5 of his songs hit number 1, 14 top 10 hits.
Such an iconic performer.
I'm just in shock. I'm just in shock.
He was an extraordinary talent. He appreciated life.
I just couldn't believe it. I didn't believe it. He was just here Saturday. He was just here Saturday.
Only want to see you play.
He crossed every boundary, every genre. He broke through barriers all over the place.
He cared so much just about ordinary people.
This is a man that pulled people together and is even continuing to do so.
When you think about how great he was as a musician, just please understand, that's a part of the greatness. The music was a part of it, but there were so many other ways that it expressed itself.
He was just always interested in lifting people higher.
He kept living, and he kept creating, and he kept giving.
You know, he just brought us so much, much joy.
How would you describe your music?
The only thing I could think of is inspirational, and I think music that is from the heart falls right into that category. People who really feel what it is that they're doing. Ultimately, all music is or can be inspirational, and that's why it's so important to let your gift be guided by something more clear. As I go through this journey, I don't look back much at all. I try to stay in the now and live in the now. I think it keeps you young.
I purposely kept my big old pie hole quiet during the Prince tribute because, hey, guys, 57 years of age, I was never the biggest Prince fan, per se. But for our generation and many generations, this guy's an icon. The drug thing and all that, you know what? Nobody has a toxicology report. These are all just rumors. We don't know. And by the way, who the hell are we to judge? You know, Prince, I didn't know this about Prince, but when he was younger, he and his buddies took out a pact. They saw too many people ruin their lives with drugs and alcohol, and they decided to take out a pact where they would never, ever, ever do drugs or alcohol. Now, I think a lot of people have a problem distinguishing between prescription drug addiction and street drug addiction. But, you know, that's a topic for another day. Ted Cruz, good morning. How are you this morning?
America has always been best when she is lying down with her back on the mat.
Go ahead. What is that? What the hell are you saying? More on that coming up. I want you to listen to Larry King. I want you to listen how he blew this, okay? He blew this with, because one of the great things about interviewing people is to pay attention to what they say. You pay attention to what they say, and you're going to get a much better answer, more intriguing. Case in point, Prince is going to say towards the end of the question here, and the question is about inspiration for his music. And he actually said, here's the quote, I think it's brilliant. Let your gift be guarded by something more clear.
The only thing I could think of, because I really don't like categories, but the only thing I could think of is inspirational. And I think music that is from the heart falls right into that category. People who really feel what it is that they're doing. Ultimately, all music is or can be inspirational. And that's why it's so important to let your gift be guided by something more clear.
Now, where does your inspiration come from?
I get it.
I like to believe that my inspiration comes from God.
Barry, listen to what he just said. Ask him to give an example. What does that mean? My perception of that is, if you're not good at music, don't try and be a musician. You know, pray to God to find your meaning, to find your purpose, to find your journey in life. He sounded great in Atlanta. Here's Prince performing the never-ending guitar solo for Purple Rain, and this was his final performance of Purple Rain. Sorry. Maybe you don't have to sing along. You gotta see me on karaoke night. I'm the only person that could clear the club. What else did I want to share with you? Oh, one more thing. One more thing on Prince. Tom Hanks, he was on The Late Show. He referred to Prince as a funkmeister.
But I saw Prince on either Don Kirshner's rock concert or the Midnight Special. Remember those horrible music
shows? Sure, sure. Yeah. Wow. Fantastic.
And he was a young guy, and I just said, who is this grand funkmeister that's going to take us to the revolution? It was like, finally.
Are you kidding? Hey, why don't you put on your white hat a little bit more? Let's go bowling with Tom. Hey, Tom, you're kind of a funkmeister. What do you want to do? Here comes the judge, by the way. Yeah. Oh, my God. Did Tom Hanks sound like an old fuddy-duddy? You know what? Why don't you get on your recliner, get some red pistachio nuts, and maybe, let's see here, a word search puzzle, put an earpiece in your ear, and listen to the baseball game on the transistor radio, Funkmeister. You know what? It could be worse. You may not even remember what he is famous for.
That Prince is dead, that he's not going to be around. And he's been so active over all of these years, writing music, performing soundtracks for major motion pictures. All of us, of course, remember Purple Haze.
Wait. Purple Haze? No. It was, hold on. All of us, of course, remember Purple Vein? Purple People Eater. That's what it was. No. What am I saying? It was Purple. All of us remember Purple Headed Warrior. Oh, my God. The stupidity in this country just amazes me. It really does. I don't know what else to do. Maybe the phone will ring.
Hello.
Oh, how about that? We got people working full time here. Is this Ted Cruz?
America has always been best when she is lying down with her back on the mat.
I was going to say, haven't we been getting screwed for the past 8 years?
America has always been best when she is lying down with her back on the mat.
All right, one more thing on Ted Cruz, and believe me, it's totally worth it, all right? Did you see the woman that looks like Ted Cruz's wife? Yeah. Anyhow, 21-year-old lady from Mississippi. Her name is Circe Hayes. She became, she went viral. Last Monday, she was on Maury Povich. And that was what, the 9th? Tuesday. Tuesday was the 19th. All right. Anyhow, She just revealed that she's getting paid $10,000 to do a sex tape with her fiancé, Freddie Green. Now, here's the whole thing about it, okay? She has no idea. And she's a dead ringer. A dead ringer for Ted Cruz. Has no idea. By the way, that's not the reason why she was on the show. Now she's back on, I don't know. They did one of those things where Freddie or somebody isn't the father. But what is scary to me is that nobody knows anybody else in the election except Donald Trump. Again, this gal is 21.
Are you Ted Cruz's sister?
No. I mean, you know, why all of a sudden, you know, if I am, you know, just saying, if I am, Mari, why is everybody just now saying or bringing him in my life?
Right, okay.
You know?
Right.
I mean, just saying. Okay. But in my eyes, I'm not. Why would everybody compare me to a president?
Right.
You know, being related to a president.
Right. Do you know who he is? Yeah.
No, I never known him.
God.
Never knew who he was.
No, the only one I've ever known of was Donald Trump. I never heard of Ted Cruz nowhere until y'all called me that day on the phone.
Yeah. Ah, there you go. Future of America right there. Future is so bright, you gotta wear shades. Absolutely. You gotta feel great about the potential of this country that we're gonna leave to that generation. Really. Oh, man.
America has always been best when she is lying down with her back on the mat.
She doesn't even know who you are, Ted Cruz. All right? And based on what you say, that's a little creepy. America has always been best when she stars in Cornhole Cousins. It's currently what I'm watching. It was either that or the sniper. Yeah. Kelly Ripa has been missing in action since Michael Strahan said he was leaving for Good Morning America. Replacement hosts have been lined up through next Monday, but this Monday, right? Yeah, she's supposed to be back today. But a lot of people are saying that, you know, she's throwing a hissy fit and she is not going to be back, all right? Here's Michael's goodbye.
How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I've been in the news lately.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that you have some news.
Yeah, some news. Been in the news that I'm leaving this show. And to go over to GMA full time, which is going to happen in September. Thank you. Thank you all for your support. I really want to thank, of course, Kelly Ripa, because Kelly's... Yeah,
Kelly wasn't there that day. They had some actress on there filling in. So Michael Strahan, the guy's got a lisp. He's got like one of those gaps in his front teeth, like Letterman had too. It, you know, looks like he got a floss with a rope. I mean, he's got a lisp. He's got a lisp, and he's on Good Morning America. I'm sitting in my boxers with 20 years of broadcasting experience. I need to develop a lisp. What do you think? Oh, man. I don't know anymore. All right. Guy in Oklahoma City went on this rampage on Friday and stole food from Arby's. Arby's, they have food now. He said he was from the future. Then he went outside and he kicked the woman's car. He kicked the woman's car so hard that he broke his ankle. It's awesome. Cops found him lying on the ground nearby. They arrested him. Here's a clip from, you're going to hear the cop, police sergeant, and then you'll hear the woman who owns the car that got kicked.
Went over the counter, got back into the area where the food is, grabbed a handful of chicken and a handful of bacon, and then walked out of the restaurant. He was possibly under the influence of some sort of narcotic or intoxicant or suffering some type of break really? With reality because he did mention that he was from 4 years in the future and this is how people will get food during that period of time.
I see.
He kicked that car in front of me and the light had changed, but I guess everybody was so shocked as to what was going on that nobody was moving. Jumped up like he was Chuck Norris and just kicked the crap out of my car. Like, I mean, he kicked it so hard, like it just, like it went, like you just feel the momentum of him kicking it.
Chuck Norris doesn't chew gum. He chews glass. He jumped up like Chuck Norris. Well, there you go. You're kind of dead. What is Chuck Norris? Is he 90 right now? I picture Chuck Norris somewhere in a nursing home and, you know, assisted living home, and they, you know, up north, and they forgot about him. They put him in a wheelchair and they wheeled him out on the balcony, and they did this like in, you know, October so he could watch the leaves change, and then they forgot about him. Like, oh my God, what the hell is Chuck Norris? It's April. Oh, is that him out there on the balcony with a bird eating, you know, pecking his nose? great police work too, Oklahoma City. Way to go. Well, yeah, he said he was from the future. So you either believe that the guy's from the future, and this is the way that they're going to go to Arby's of all the places. This is where we meet intelligent life, at an Arby's, as he's lunging for chicken. All right, one more thing we're going to go over because it's just too good. Jennifer Aniston, People Magazine announcing the most beautiful woman of 2016. Jennifer Aniston is this year's cover girl. How about that? Now, she taped, is it a speech? She taped her appreciation, if you will. Again, the key here is taped. And you've just been, I mean, there's 200, no, there's actually 300 million people in this country. And Jennifer Aniston was voted the most beautiful, pardon me. And this is what she had to say.
I thought, oh my God, you kind of had, there was sort of a very excited, sort of teenager-y kind of, you know, a moment of feeling very, very flattered.
Are you kidding me? Stephen Hawking could put together a better sentence than that. The first thing I thought of was 2007 and good old Miss South Carolina. Remember her?
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map.
Okay.
Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
Somehow, where?
Because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa.
Yes,
it should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
Shut
so
up.
We will be able to build up our future for our
children. Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Listen to Mario over there, obviously trying to get into her pants, because if I'm hosting the show, I'm just standing there, absolutely befuddled, my mouth agape, as I try to find the energy to say, "Are you stupid?" Did I make mention she's 28 years old right now and in the working force? You're probably working for her today. Oh, what was the one thing in there? Most people don't have maps. What? Most people have Google. Google Map, MAP. Hey, I'm Danny Chekalinski. This is Danny Lynn, West Palm Beach, Florida. That's where we come to you from a couple of times every week. Appreciate very, very, very much you listening. And if you got some feedback, there's a reply button down there at the bottom of the page. And Facebook friends, love you, need more, need Twitter followers. And hey, there you go. All right, enjoy Monday. We'll talk later in the week.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.